This is the final Big Brother Canada debriefing for Season 9 with your hosts, Karen, Angelique, and Jason.
I got my game face on, and I'm ready to go.
The views of these superfans in no way represent the opinions or views of Corus Entertainment, Global TV, or Insight Productions Limited.
You have won Big Brother Canada.
Hi, I can't believe we're here. We're actually at the wire.
We're at the finish line.
Yeah, this season just flew by. It feels like it just started a week ago, and here we are.
Holy moly. Best season ever.
Best season ever.
I don't care what anybody says.
I have enjoyed this season immensely. It just seemed to be all positive.
It was all players. With Julie, with her, like...
Let's be real. A queen cannot play games with a bunch of commoners.
She looked like she'd be a good player. Josh, going out second, he was probably going to be a pretty good player. Like,
blew up the house.
Don't hate me!
Everybody in that house was there to play, and it made it just so entertaining to watch.
I'd love to see almost an alternate universe where some of those first boots come back and see how they would play, because they could have been very, very interesting characters and really taken the game in a different direction.
Once again, we have to shout out to casting. Remarkable casting, not one dud in the group, and just the variety and diversity of players this year was so great.
I just, for me, it's like, the person that they called a floater was Tara.
Oh my God, right? That was hilarious.
Look at her game resume.
Tara's resume was getting too big.
Right?
Like, you might win it.
Like, I just, when they called her a floater, I was like, oh, you know, that's not really fair. And then just like rattling off win after win after win. And then, you know, when aiming for Jetson the whole time, when she finally gets the opportunity, like she wins ahead of household, she's in control of the noms and is part of just a massive move, which frankly I think that's going to go down in Big Brother Canada history as like one of the bigger, for Tara side, one of the best moves.
If Jetson goes, I am in a very good spot.
And for Jed's side, unfortunately one of the worst moves.
And for Kiefer being the mastermind to come up with the trapdoor plan.
I know, it was just, and the way he kind of planted the thing that I've always admired about Kiefer's game is the way he just would plant the seeds and then walk away.
It's gonna be a bloodbath.
Like with the Jetson move, it was after, was like, yeah, that was my move. And just kind of like, oh, well, yeah, you know, you got a point. You have a point. Like Tara did the heavy lifting, but the idea, that was all Kiefer.
I swear on whatever I have to, my family, my kids, I would take you, Jed.
Yeah.
I know, to I be know the you best, would. You got to beat the best.
It's almost like you're writing his final speech in the wind.
Yeah, because I feel like if Kiefer wasn't still partly in the Sunsetters and giving them the illusion that he was still part of their crew, they would never have gone for that risky strategy. I think he played both sides very well until the day came when he realized his alliance didn't have his back anymore. And it was just time to cut and run.
But just for me, like one of the testaments of how great this season was when you got to the final four, and you could even make the argument the final five and even the final six, like when you got that far, literally everybody that was still in the house could make an argument for winning the game. Right?
Absolutely.
Because normally, like, there's one person where, like, yeah, that person's going to win. Like, it's not even close. And I feel like for me, Kiefer was that person for a while. But then once you got to the final six and the final five, like, he's still playing a great game. I don't want to take anything away from that. But every other person in that house has a valid argument for why they should win.
Mm-hmm. I think especially with kind of like the dark horse Brayden, where he was a dead man walking for a long time. Every member of his alliance were just getting picked off one by one.
These steaks cannot be any higher. And honestly, I don't even eat steaks.
And he just pivoted socially, tied himself very closely with Ty, tied to Ty. And made his way sort of just subtly in the background until it came to a point where he's just winning out now. He definitely has all of his dates, all of his studying down pat. He's winning physical comps. I think he's gonna, if he makes it to that final three, he's gonna do fairly well in those last comps.
I may be doing the damn thing right now. am I gonna win?
Whoever wins that final head of household, I think that is like the stamp where it's like that person should win. Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, I think Ty's got the strongest resume for winning because he never hit the block.
I win when I need to, and I needed to win now. Holy, I'm in the final three, baby.
And Ty's been such a huge target this whole game. Like, that trio has been on everyone's hit list for the entire game. And the fact that Ty never hit the block once and still seems to be, like, has a great social game and very close to people in the house and people in the jury. Yeah, I think he has a very, very strong case to win at the end, especially now that he's really pulling out these wins in the back end.
Ty has a great argument because he hasn't touched the block. But then you look at somebody like Tara, who's been up, I think she said on Monday's episode, she had been on the block 5 times.
I survived, I rewrote history, and I am still in this game.
Oh my God.
But she's still there. It's almost as impressive.
So, absolutely. In fact, it's probably more impressive because one's a stealth game and one's you've got your battle axe and your weapons and you're fighting your fingers to the bone to stay in the house.
Yeah, it's remarkable in that I feel like whoever wins out at the end, I'm going to be happy with their win. Like, a lot of times I'll feel like, oh, this person was ripped off. But no, I think for me, all of them have a great case and I would be happy to see any of them represent this season.
What an interesting point, because I feel the same way. Usually I'm like, oh, if this person wins, I'm just going to hate the whole season. But you're right. I will be happy whoever of the three wins. So I think that might be the first time that's ever happened for me.
My mind is blown.
So they, like, everybody there has a fantastic argument to win.
Totally. And here's something I'd love to get both of your opinions on. Do you think it hurts Tara at all that she was evicted and brought back with a twist? Because I think an argument can almost be made where you say, well, they did get you out, even though a twist did bring you back. Is there some sort of chink in her armor now going into a potential voting situation where someone could say, no, we voted you out once. Yeah, you came back because of a twist, but does that make you kind of an authentic winner?
See, I'm of the mind that that actually strengthens her argument.
Interesting.
Especially because, like, in that episode where everybody just assumed that Jed was coming back. Like, Beth was so cocky that Jed was going to walk through the doors and the doors open and Tara walked in.
That was
so
amazing.
Just for me, I personally feel like that makes her argument stronger for the win.
Here's a question. Usually when you win your way back in, you're immediately kicked out again.
Yeah.
Cindy.
Yeah. Just the fact that when she, yeah, no, you're right. Like, when she came back into the house, like, you would expect her to be evicted right away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she won the final veto, right?
Yeah,
like, Tara won the final veto, she secured her spot.
And that, yeah. I think that's the most important competition of the year, isn't it? Isn't in Big Brother, the final veto, that's it. That's probably, if you're going to win one, that's the most important one to win.
Because, at that point, you get to determine who you're going to go against. Like, it was great that Ty won HOH.
Congratulations to Sean. You are the new HOH.
Yes!
But he would have wanted to protect Brayden going into that. So for him, even though it's great that he's safe, someone other than himself or Brayden winning the veto puts his final two in huge jeopardy. So, in a very big way, that veto is way more important than HOH.
I think we should have a thing where we take each other too.
Yeah, 100%.
I have a final two with Brayden, and it's real. If I'm standing beside him, I think I win this game.
I really enjoyed the BB Can Awards this year. Those outfits were insane.
Well, it's time for the annual BB Can Awards.
Go down!
I love that they made them sit in the ball pit.
That was so great. And it's like, oh, is this going to be stable now? And Kiefer just, like, sinks right down. I'm like, nope.
Wait, maybe there's a floor underneath. Maybe it's not that deep. No, it's deep.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, why did they choose the ball pit? I wonder what the thought was behind that.
Why not? You know, like, their outfits were so colorful, and it was just like, we have a ball pit. Why not put them in the ball pit? Like, it makes me want to have a ball pit, to be honest.
I know. I'm just going to fill my basement with balls.
Why not?
Oh my God. To me, that just sounds disgusting because I start thinking, how do you clean the balls? How do you vacuum the balls? How do you take care of your balls.
Ball maintenance becomes a very, very important issue.
I don't want to have to concern myself with ball maintenance. Okay, well, this has been a great season, guys, and I really enjoyed doing the podcast with you, and I can't believe we're going to have to wait almost a year for the next one.
I'm having the best time ever!
Yeah, no, it's been so much to talk about, just so many, like, gameplay that we've never seen before, characters just doing crazy, unexpected things. It really, really, truly, truly was an amazing season.
It just felt like it just flew by, too.
Okay, well, tune in tonight, everyone, and this is it. We find out who wins tonight.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Let's do this.
Watch the season finale of Big Brother Canada tonight on Global. Also available on Stack TV and the Global TV app.